Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, July 27th, 2023. Stand up for your country. You know, the politicians in Washington and all the state capitals and in your town are supposed to be there to look out for you, to help you and me. But they're not doing that. We're in the middle of a political war in Washington, D.C. that is getting about as intense as I've ever seen. So we all know about the Hunter Biden thing and how Joe Biden is going to be affected by that. And I'm going to go over it tonight again, not in a repetitious way. We're going to advance the story. And now it seems that the federal government is going to indict Donald Trump on January 6th charges. However, right before we went to tape this, we do that in the late afternoon, Mr. Trump put out on Truth Social that his lawyers had a good meeting with the Department of Justice, and he doesn't believe anything is imminent. I don't know. How can I possibly know? But I do know there are so many games being played that it would not surprise me if Donald Trump is indicted shortly. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So according to NBC News, Trump's legal and political teams are preparing for another federal indictment. And the charges are basically surrounding January 6th, all right, the riot at the Capitol. We don't know what the charges will be, but it's witness tampering, it's conspiracy to do this, that, and the other thing. It'll be vague. And Trump is likely to beat it in court, but it's just another thing. Now, on the Democratic side, I remember Jack Smith was appointed by Merrick Garland, who's been humiliated in the Hunter Biden investigation. On that side, there is tremendous pressure to get Hunter Biden off the front page. He's not really on the front page, but you know what I mean. Most Americans are aware of this now, and they're talking about it. And the big question is, did Hunter Biden give his father millions of dollars? And that's where the investigation is heading, to try to prove or disprove that. So to me, it makes sense that if Jack Smith is answering, and he's supposed to be independent counsel, but come on, to the Democratic structure, the quicker that he can indict Trump on another charge blows the Hunter Biden thing out of the public consciousness. That's speculation. And I was surprised by Donald Trump's late tweet today, but I'll be very surprised if he's indicted within the next week. Very surprised. Okay, so what are we looking at here then for you, the American citizen? We're looking at one word, chaos. That's what we're looking at. So the judge yesterday told Hunter Biden's lawyer, I'm not going to accept this plea. It's too, everybody knows that the plea fix was in. Nobody can defend it. When you see people on television trying to defend it, you know they're not being truthful, that they're saying whatever they're saying for money. And that goes for Fox News, too. They parade these people out, Harf and Juan Williams and the others, and they did like this. And, you know, it's not true. But they're paid to say that. Fox News needs some liberals. You know, when I was doing FNC, I wouldn't put on anybody like that. Juan Williams didn't pull that stuff with me, ever. Okay? It was straight. It wasn't talking points. I never, what I did. And the people who spouted the talking points never got on my show, ever. And that went to the conservatives, too. So right now, the American people going into late summer, August, on vacation, we're looking at a government that's basically stopped functioning. Now, thank God, the economic picture is not dire. And I was wrong because I thought there was going to be a recession this year. I didn't predict it, but I thought there would be. But consumer spending is still robust, even though people are spending money they don't have, and that's going to come back to bite them and the country. But consumer spending, I mean, I'm out on Eastern Long Island now, and it's just thousands of vacationers, and they're spending money. And the people out here are charging them three times what the fair price would be, but people are still doing it. But anyway, on the economic front, we're okay. Foreign, any day, anything could happen, as you know, okay? Biden's gone. I'll tell you about his schedule in a minute, but he's, you're not going to see him the entire month of August. Now, that's the memo. Let me wrap the memo up. And then I'll get to president's schedule. But there's a big event on Monday I got to tell you about. Okay, I don't think I left out anything here. You're up to speed on possible Trump indictment on January 6th. Hunter Biden hurting his father dramatically. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, president's schedule at 11:45. He announced additional actions to protect communities from extreme heat. So the White House says it's going to make drinking water more accessible. I don't know what that means. So you have a faucet in your house, you turn it on, water comes out, you drink it. Or you spend money on bottled water. I don't ever have any trouble getting water. I don't know anybody who does. Even poor people have plenty of water. But the White House somehow, and I'm sure it's going to involve spending money. Sure it's going to, because they're going to spend, Biden announced that he's going to spend $7 million. For him, that's, cocktail money to develop more detailed weather predictions. We got good weather predictions now. We don't need the federal government getting involved with this. All right, 3 o'clock, Biden meets with Prime Minister Meloni of Italy, where it's 115 degrees in Sicily. I'm sure they'll talk about climate change. And then tonight, Biden gives remarks at the Truman Civil Rights Symposium at the National Archives building. Pretty ironic, right? National Archives, hello, Joe Biden, you got documents in your basement. I'll get there in a minute. And he's going to say that his executive orders, Joe Biden's executive orders, are tremendous because they help with diversity in the military and whatever he's going to say. Now, he can read the teleprompter barely, but he can read it. Okay, so remember on January 12th of this year when Attorney General Merrick Garland, that tower of power, that strong man, came out and said, I'm going to appoint a special counsel to look at the documents found in President Biden's garage. Okay. Thanks. So the guy named Robert Hur was appointed. Throw Robert's picture up there on the radio. He's an Asian man, younger. That's the last we have seen or heard of Robert Hur. January 12th. That's it. He vanished, disappeared. Witness protection program. Nobody knows where he is. Okay. So that's enough of Robert. You can take him down. We got it. The only thing that I can report is it doesn't appear that Mr. Hur is using a grand jury here. I guess he himself went to the garage. I don't know. There's no grand jury that we know of. Now, in Congress, Jim Jordan has demanded to know the scope of what classified documents were found in Biden's garage next to the Corvette. So far, that demand was made June 7th. It's now almost August, and they haven't complied. It's the usual stuff. And Jordan is tied up with the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden stuff. All right, so don't expect anything ever from Robert Hur. That's not going to happen. Now, big story on Monday, Devin Archer. All right, he's Hunter Biden's best pal. They went to Yale together. And business partner, very, very close friends at one time. I don't know if it's the same. This guy's wealthy. He's got homes in Eastern Long Island, where I am, Brooklyn. He's a wheeler dealer. So he got convicted of defrauding Native American tribes, all right? And he was sentenced to a year and a day. He's appealed, so he isn't in prison. It'd be a New York State prison, I believe. Now, Devin Archer was on the board of Burisma, the Ukrainian oil company, with Hunter Biden. That's how close these guys are. So Devin Archer knows everything. So he's very reluctant to testify, doesn't want to do it in public. He's going to do it behind closed doors Monday. We don't know what time. It's unclear because the oversight committee's calendar is blank. Now, some viewers and listeners to the No Spin News say or believe he's not going to show up. I don't know. I don't know how he stayed out of jail all this time. He lost his appeal in June. He's still out of jail. Okay. But anyway, that's small ball. Big ball, major league, is if Devin Archer is going to tell the House Oversight Committee under oath that Joe Biden was in on all these deals. It's as simple as that. Now, you know, I know, everybody in the world knows, as soon as Devin Archer is finished testifying, that this will be public. The Republicans will throw it right on out there. And I'm here on, we're going to tape a little later on Monday, try to get what we can get. Okay? Because it's a big story. Big, big story. It wouldn't be a surprise to me if the Trump indictment and the Devin Archer thing happened at the same time. And then the media would, of course, report the Trump thing over the Devin Archer thing. You see how devious this all is? I feel like I'm in the middle of a novel, a fiction movie, reporting all of this stuff. Okay, Monmouth poll, not a great poll. Monmouth University of New Jersey, good school, but not a great poll. 681 registered voters, all Republicans, or lean that way. Two questions. Who's a stronger candidate to run against Joe Biden? Donald Trump, 45%. Other Republicans, 18%. The rest all over the place. But far and away, Republican voters believe Trump is the guy who could defeat Biden. Second question. Looking ahead, who would you like to see as a Republican nominee? Trump, 46. DeSantis, 20. Ramaswamy, 3. Scott, 3. Haley, 2. Christie, 1. Pence, 1. That's it. All right, so Trump is in good shape. And again, any indictment on January 6th is not going to hurt him because the MAGA people and the other Trump voters, they believe the fix is in, and this is just part of this big get Trump at any cost and save Biden at any cost. That's what the prevailing wisdom is on the Republican side. Okay. Now, I've known Leon Panetta for, 30 years. And I helped Leon Panetta with his institute in Monterey, California. I gave him money. And I gave a speech there. And I've always liked Leon Panetta. He's a former congressman from California. He's head of the CIA. He's a close advisor to Bill Clinton. Big stalwart Democrat. But he was always struck me as a decent fellow. His son's in Congress now. So he was one of the people who signed, the national security people who signed the letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. That clearly was not true. So now I would have expected that Leon Panetta, the guy I once knew and respected, would have apologized for that. No, roll it.
3 years ago, you signed your name to a letter alongside dozens of other intelligence officials saying, you know, that the Hunter Biden email saga had, the letter said, all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. You noted that the people who signed it said you didn't know for sure, of course, what it was. But given what we know now, do you wish that you hadn't signed that letter or been involved in it?
No, not at all. I signed that letter for one reason, which was to make the American people aware that the Russians deliberately were engaged in a disinformation campaign in the United States and trying to impact on our election and trying to impact on our ability to have free and fair elections.
Now, that is a classic rationalization of bad behavior. So Mr. Panetta could have made the point about Russia in a many different forums, including right here on the No Spin News. But he didn't want to do that because we asked for him. Come on. He didn't want to do that. So in a specific letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was false and propaganda issued by the Russians, he put his name to that. That turned out to be not true. Now, if you are a man of respect, you admit mistakes. All he had to say was, I'm sorry I signed that letter. I did it for this intention, and then he could have explained it. But don't try to justify totally misleading the world, you and 50 other national security people in America. Don't try to justify that. Boy, are we on a slippery slope. And a guy like Leon Panetta, who at one time, solid guy, is reduced to that. Pete Buttigieg, you like him? Not so loud. All right, so he is one of the worst secretaries of transportation in history. And his latest is he's going to demand or try to force the airlines to have bigger bathrooms. Okay? I'm with him. I'm supporting Pete Buttigieg 100% on this. And I don't think it's trivial either. You've been on a plane and you have some kind of disability, or you're obese or whatever, sometimes you can't even get into that bathroom. I'm 6'4". I got to do the limbo to get in there. Okay? It's ridiculous, absurd, and absurd. Not ub. Absurd. Okay? And it's so egregious that we need the Federal Aviation Administration to tell the airlines, if you don't put in decent-sized bathrooms, you're going to fine your butt off. Because the consumer, the passenger, who's already abused from the time he or she gets to the airport to the time they land, with all this TSA stuff has declined so dramatically in this country now. I mean, you think it would get better after 22 years, right? No. But anyway, back to the plane. I mean, if you're making it impossible for some people to use the facilities because of greed, because you want to jam everybody into the cabin. Take out a couple of rows. Oh. So, Pete, right on, man. I'm with you. Mitch McConnell. I'm not using the video. Everybody used it. I don't use the Joe Biden falling down the stairs video unless it's new. But I don't use it over and over and over. I'm not going to use a video. You saw it. So yesterday, the House, the Senate minority leader was given a speech and then he couldn't talk. And they lead him away and he comes back and he says, I'm okay, continues with his speech. But we trace McConnell. It's a serious situation. Remember, the most powerful Republican in Congress, Mitch McConnell. So in February 2003, okay, he had triple bypass surgery. Serious operation. In 2019, he fell down in his Louisville, Kentucky home, and broke his shoulder. In February 2023, all right, he tripped and fell in Finland, getting out of a car. And on March 8th, just a month later of this year, he fell down again and fractured his rib and was off the Senate floor for 6 weeks. And then yesterday, he freezes. So I don't know how to frame this, but Mitch McConnell should resign. Did a good country. And so should Dianne Feinstein. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, doesn't know where she is half the time. Roll the tape. She hasn't been gone. She missed 2 months or more. I mean, she doesn't even know where she is. So we've got to take a look at this. And we've got to come up with a law signed by Congress, passed by Congress, signed by the president. When a elected official in Congress or in the executive branch or in the Supreme Court, when they are suspect for health reasons, they must undergo a complete exam that must be made public. And if they flunk the exam, cognitive exam, they have to resign. We just can't keep going on like this. And I'm not going to get into Joe Biden because if you don't know the man's impaired by now, then you don't want to know. Simple as that. He is. He's impaired. He doesn't know from day to day what's happening. He's in and he's out. He's not always in the ozone, but he's in the ozone a lot. And you can't have the most powerful man in the world not being able to assess situations. Joe Biden doesn't know what's going on the border. He has no clue. He doesn't know fentanyl overdose deaths. He doesn't know violent crime in Chicago. He doesn't know macroeconomics. I mean, he believes that he created more jobs than any other president in history. He believes that. And it's just, it's such a blatant lie. Everybody's going, no, you started from when COVID shut down the economy. You can't do that. Nobody could do that. Not Joe. Joe believes it. I don't even think Joe Biden knows what his son Hunter did. Now, in the past, he knew. No doubt about it. And I think we'll find that out from Devin Archer on Monday. But now, why would you invite your son in the middle of a felony guilty plea to the White House for a state dinner? Not steak dinner, state dinner. Why would any cognizant president do that? Biden did it. Is that not an insult and in your face to the whole legal system of this country? You know, I watch these guys really closely. Mitch McConnell is not able to do his job. Period. Resign, have a special election in Kentucky. There'll be a Republican elected. It's a red state. And Mitch, have a nice rest of your life. Hanging on like this? No. And Feinstein should have been out a long time ago. Smart Life, American teens are driving less as costs rise. Now, this is not a teenager story. We're just doing it. This is the hook, as they say. So the data is from the Federal Highway Administration. I always like to tell you where our stories emanate from. So the share of teenagers with driver's licenses, 16-19, has declined 64%, okay? since, I think, 1995, but it's a huge number. Why? Insurance costs are, and you know this, and you have to have insurance. You have to buy it, which is why there are state insurance commissions. You have to have it, okay? They're just jacking those things up, and teenagers can't afford it. Gasoline has gone from, what, 184 under Trump to like $4 today? So they can't afford that. And now Uber and these things are all over, so all I have to do is call and get a ride for somebody else. So that's driving American teenagers down on the roads. This is good because teenagers are not good drivers. And the premium for 20-year-olds, the average premium here, is $4,300 for full coverage. If you are 40, it's $2,000. So you can see it's a 50% more risk with a young person driving. Now, on Monday, I got to do this because not only is car insurance going up, not only is home insurance, all insurance is going up, all right? And to the extent that some people can't pay, cannot pay. So we're going to bring in somebody to explain why the price raises are happening and what you can do about it. It's on Monday. Barbie movie. Now, I am not going to see the Barbie movie. But worldwide box office, and this thing just opened up. I think this has been out July 21st. So we're talking, 8 days? Yeah, how much money this made worldwide? This movie's made in 8 days. $431 million. $431 million worldwide in 8 days. Roll the tape.
Everybody, turn to the Barbie next to you. Tell her how much you love her. Compliment her. Reporter Barbie, you can ask me any question you want.
How come you're so amazing?
No comment. No, seriously, no comment. I love you guys.
Okay, so every woman and girl is going to see this in the world, it seems. I'm not going to go see it, but I know what it's about. I'm going to read you what it's about. Barbie and a wide range of fellow Barbies all reside in Barbie Land, a matriarchal society where all women are self-confident, self-sufficient, and successful. All women. While their Ken counterparts spend their days engaging in recreational activities at the beach, the Barbies hold all important job positions such as doctors, lawyers, politicians. Beach Ken is only happy when he is with Barbie and seeks a closer relationship, but Barbie rebuffs Ken in favor of independence and female friendships. Right on. Okay. Now, there is nothing in the world that could get me to pay a ticket and walk in the theater to watch the Barbie movie. I like, what's her name? What's her name? Tell me in a year who the actress is. I should know that. I like her. The Australian, Margot Robbie. Right. Margot Robbie. I like her. Very good actress. Ryan Gosling is Ken. Ryan Gosling, I don't know. I'm a Clint Eastwood guy. But anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of Barbie Land. It's going to make, by August 1st, $500 billion. No, $500 million. $500 million, right? $500 billion. $500 million. Amazing. This day in history, Bob Hope died. Now, the younger people go out. Anybody under 30, say, who's Bob Hope? They'll look at you like, who? What? He was the biggest comedian in the world for about 20 years. So he's born in England, came to the United States, made his name in movies, the road movies with Bing Crosby, then got on TV, and tremendous success. He hosted the Oscars 19 times.
But this is a great night for Hollywood. Tonight, we set aside petty differences, forget old feuds, and start new ones. This is the finish of the Oscar race, the final pit stop for midget talents to have their egos inflated. It's lucky I'm not the jealous type.
So Hope, 19, and that's when everybody watched the Oscars, not like now. Huge. But his main contribution to America was that he was the front man for the USO and entertained the troops in war zones, especially Vietnam. Go.
Vietnam, this is where it's at. What's happening, or to put it another way, who needs it? I plan to spend Christmas in the States, but I can't stand violence. I rushed over here. The Pentagon told me if I didn't hurry, the war would be over. I'd hate to be stuck with 19 girls and no war.
I mean, whether you like Hope or not, or what he did to raise the morale of the troops in Vietnam and other places, he was in Korea, he was all over the place. That was a patriotic thing that should not be forgotten. But unfortunately, it has been. Most of the big time 50s and 60s stars, few endure. Elvis endures. Muhammad Ali, that's why I wrote the book on Killing the Legends, Muhammad Ali, John Lennon, and Elvis, they endure. But guys like Bob Hope, you know, they're kind of being forgotten. And I thought I would remind everybody that he died 20 years ago today. Okay, got a mail segment and a final thought that I think you'll get a kick out of. We'll be right back. Let's go to the mail. Myrna Davis, Fishers, Indiana. So Hunter Biden owes $1 million in taxes. Well, the next time Joe Biden tells everyone to pay your fair share, should be laughed to the ends of the earth. Of course, that's pay your fair share stuff. It's gone for Joe Biden now. And remember that Hunter Biden didn't pay taxes on $1.5 million, and they're calling him the sugar brother, the lawyer from California, Mars. He picked up all of that, and I think he's picking up Hunter's law bills now, too. The grift continues. Rich Keir, Seaford, New York, out here on Long Island. Every day, you tell your audience, O'Reilly, to email if you wish to opine. This is my third attempt, as the first to receive no acknowledgement. My question is, do you think any of Biden's protectors, especially in Congress, will ever tire of covering for him? Number one, we get thousands of letters, Rich. So, you know, the odds of getting it read are very slim. We still want everybody to try, and I read them, but not an easy gig. Number two, no, it's not about protecting Biden. It's protecting the Democratic Party and the progressive movement. But they're never going to stop doing that, ever. Tom Keithley, Newport News, Virginia. Why doesn't the committee just subpoena Hunter Biden to testify and get his answers on a record? Tom, you know why. You have to know why. Hunter Biden take the fifth. Right? Lynn Bach is Star Valley Ranch, Wyoming. I bet you that's a beautiful place. I, too, am a simple man. However, like you, I can discern fact from fiction. That's because you want to, Lynn. Many, many millions and millions and millions of Americans do not want to discern fact from fiction. They like to live in the fictional world. Okay. Mitch Goose, premium member, Reno, Nevada. I did not know we shared a common personal history regarding Oppenheimer. That's another movie that's making a lot of money. My father was a radio tech in the Navy and was set to be on the first wave of the assault on Japan. And like you, if not for the bomb, I too would not exist. So Killing the Rising Sun is the best book about Oppenheimer, the Manhattan Project, all of that. So if you go to see the movie and then you want more, because the movie's a little dramatic and this and that. I heard it's a very good film, by the way. I will get around to seeing that. I don't know when, but I will. Barbie, no. Oppenheimer, yes. But my father was on his way to the invasion, and the kamikazes would have just blown his destroyer right out of the ocean because they were ready to go. We have all the stats, all the data, killing the rising sun. Jim Harlow, Hollyville, Connecticut. 10 years ago, I established a two-week rule in my life as a way of telling my ADD friends and relatives that if they asked me to attend an event 2 weeks in advance, I could do it, but no less than that. The rule has in no way changed the last-minute behavior of those around me. Well, maybe they don't like you, Jim. I mean, you know, I don't know. Look, let me read another letter, and then I'll, because this was the final thought yesterday. So Sharon says, regarding the final thought, young people are much more spontaneous than older folks. That would be me. And the younger don't want to be controlled, especially when it comes to their leisure times. I don't want to control anybody's leisure time, but it's impolite and dangerous on occasion to do things last minute. So if you plan and organize, your leisure time will be more successful. That was my point. I'm big on spontaneity. You got to be nimble in this world. Opportunities present themselves, you grab them. Okay? But this never planning business, that's not going to lead to prosperity, in my humble opinion. Okay, really good news for us today. This morning I woke up. So as you may know, I'm doing a live show in Huntington, Long Island, October 27th at the Paramount Theater with my buddy, WABC morning man, Sid Rosenberg. The show is called A New York State of Mind. It's about 50% sold out pre-sale. Wow, that is a shocker. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Ticketmaster, you go to the theater. We'll help you out on BillO'Reilly.com tonight. If you want to get in and on a pre-sale, because obviously the best seats, first come, first serve. But, you know, we're rocking there. It looks like the show will sell out fairly quickly. A New York State of Mind, October 27th. Great time to come to the New York area. With the foliage, cities hopping with good things. Okay? So we'd love to see you. Summer reading, Killing Crazy Horse, Killing the Killers, Killing the Legends, and a Team Normal Hat, $32.95. Cannot do better. So you're going to the beach, you're going to the mountains, you're taking a plane ride. Those books will enhance your experience. And Killing the Witches pre-order comes out September 26th. The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts book will surprise you. And you re-up your concierge or premium membership, or you sign on BillO'Reilly.com. You get the book free. Good deal. Word of the day, no balderdash, B-A-L-D-E-R-D-A-S-H, no balderdash. When writing to me, your humble correspondent, bill@billo'reilly.com, bill@billo'reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. And we do read the letters. Back with a final thought about aliens. So there's alien testimony in Congress. Wow. That's a final thought in a moment. Now for the final thought of the day. So the House Oversight Committee held hearings asking for transparency from the federal government, mostly the Pentagon, in alien life. Okay? This is real. Now, I didn't cover it because I got Hunter Biden, I got Trump, I got a lot of stuff to do. But other people cover it. It's legitimate because there are millions of Americans who believe that the U.S. government is holding back information about extraterrestrials, and we should know what it is. And I'm for that, right? Okay. So last night on News Nation, on Cuomo's show, and we had the whole segment posted. It wasn't just UFOs. It was about Biden and Trump and on, so go to BillO'Reilly.com, you can see the whole thing. But he did ask me about the UFO hearings. Go. If they can figure out a way to make aliens socialists, then you'll get Ocasio-Cortez to perk up. You know, we're in a real egocentric country here. So it's all about U.S. government's covering up, and they have a spacecraft, and they have 18 aliens in New Mexico, or whatever they have. What about all the other countries? Do they have nobody? Did aliens not visit Russia, China, India? Did any of those air defenses, are they covering everything up too? See, I'm a simple man, Cuomo, and if there's aliens coming down, I want them to pay taxes so that everybody's tax burden can go down. Okay, that's all I want. Don't kill us and pay the atmospheric tax, all right? Because you know the left is going to tax them as soon as they land. So, but
it was your idea.
I don't know what the other countries, they're not participating here. Godzilla was the best. He wasn't an alien, but he kind of went around to all the countries and created equal mayhem. Trenchant analysis, right? So, am I a believer? I'll tell you what. I'm agnostic on the extraterrestrials. A long time ago, I was in Nova Scotia, and I was visiting some people up there, and they were very, very honest, working class folks. And they told me a story about a craft that came down over when they were driving around Nova Scotia, obviously a very rural place. And I was listening to the story, and I go, these are the most honest people on earth. There's not any reason to tell me the story. I wasn't famous at the time. I was in grad school. I wasn't even a journalist yet. And they're telling me this story in great detail, a husband and a wife. And I'm going, okay, you know what? Can I say, no, it didn't? I can't. But the point I just made is a big world. And all of the other countries have listening devices and satellites, and not all of them, but all the developed countries. And nobody has come up with anything. So if you believe that your country, the United States of conspiracy, is tamping it all down, well, what about Sweden? I mean, what about Italy? You know, if I'm an alien, I'm going to Italy first because that's the best food. That's where I'm going first. And then I'll go to America because there's lots of stuff going on, ALS action. But anyway, look, I make fun of it. I'm glad they're having the hearings. If there are stuff that's being suppressed, we should know about it. And if the aliens are smart, they won't come here because as soon as they do, the government's going to go, hey, I'm over here, you owe me this alien tax. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News this evening. I'll have a new column Sunday noon, and we'll see you again on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.